Adrian Peterson had his hearing yesterday. It was only 30 minutes long via conference call. The decision could come down as soon as today. Of course, the arbitrator must rule by Friday on whether the star back will be reinstated immediately while awaiting his punishment from the league. RG3 being punished right now for his comments following the game, not shouldering the total blame for the loss, instead of course, saying that his teammates need to play better as well. And some people were certainly set back by the fact he said, when you talk about QBs like Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning, when the guys around them don't play well, they don't do well.
Yeah, you have to.
But the thing about it is, he can't compare himself to
you
them.
You can't put yourself in the conversation with some cats who are Super Bowl champions and certainly at the top of their game.
Right.
So the coach went in on Robert, saying that basically you need to focus on yourself, your position, your footwork, your reads, your progressions.
Oh.
RG3 tweeted after hearing his coach, saying that no way I would ever throw my teammates under the bus.
Ah.
49ers Amar Brooks threw his teammates under the bus. Well, sort of, just kind of left them out there. He took his ball and went home. Well, not really. Well, he got mad because his playing time was reduced on Sunday because of the play of rookie Aaron Lynch and the return of Smith as well. So what he did was decided not to play at all. Went, sat on the bench by himself, took his tape off.
Can basically, you do that? Can you just take yourself out of the game?
He did it, but what the problem is, your playing time is a coaching decision. It has nothing to do with your 52 other teammates. So when you make that type of decision, it's more like you're turning on your team and not your coaches.
Because they said he didn't even go into the locker room for halftime, right?
Man, he was upset, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He actually, that's like Luke. You know what?
Like I said, you know, he took his ball. He went home. Hey, Steelers took the ball and went in, scoring twice in the fourth quarter, taking out the Titans by three, trailed by 11 in the third. Nice Monday Night Football win. In the NBA, Nuggets over the Cavs by 9. LeBron James skipped the shoot around, dealing with a little cold. Maybe that's why they lost the game. He did lead his squad with 22 points. Mavs now 8-3, beat the Hornets by 27 points. Heat over the Nuggets and the Grizzlies over the Rockets by 26 points. Only their second loss of the season. The doctor who treated Dwight Howard's 6-year-old son, Braylon, believes the boy was abused, saying that he suffered from injuries caused by a belt buckle.
Wow.
Lastly, Kevin Hart's college tour landed him at FSU, and he was face-to-face with Jameis Winston. What did he tell the star? Stop doing dumb-ish.
You know, somebody needed to say it.